Talking with Roy Lee Lindsay of the Oklahoma Pork Council. Roy Lee, we're just a few days away from the 2012 edition of the Oklahoma Pork Congress. I know you've been working hard putting all that together, and you're going back to the Reed Center this year.
Yeah, we'll be back at the Reed Center in Midwest City. It's our second year there. A really nice facility, works very well for what we want to do. And we've changed up our program a little bit this year, and so there's some doing things in a little bit different order. We'll still have updates from Oklahoma Pork Council as well as our national associations, National Pork Board and National Pork Producers Council. And then on Friday morning, it'll be the 16th of March at 11 o'clock, we've got kind of an open mic time to answer questions that our producers have, whether they be production-related issues. We've got a new CAFO permit out of EPA for the state of Oklahoma. We've got ongoing water litigation that many of our producers hold water permits in the area that's, you know, involved in that litigation, and there's questions about that. So we've kind of built in 45 minutes of just no schedule, no program, just whatever questions our people have got, we'll come and try to answer those for them. And I'm excited for that. It's the first time we've really kind of left just an open window. I'm hoping people ask questions. If not, I'll have to fill the time with something. But we'll have our Environmental Stewards Award luncheon, and we'll recognize our 2012 Environmental Steward winner. We've got a very worthy recipient this year, and we're very pleased with that. We'll have our business meeting in the afternoon. Our keynote address is at 4 o'clock, so we've moved that to later in the day. And our speaker is Bruce Vincent. Bruce is a logger from Libby, Montana. And the first time I thought you brought in a logger to talk to a bunch of hog guys, the first time I ever saw him, I was a little bit, why would you do that? And as you listen to Bruce's message, his industry went through a lot of the challenges that agriculture is going through today. Challenges around outside activists trying to influence production practices, government regulations telling you what you can do and where you can do it and why you can do it, endangered species issues. All of the same, that ought to sound very familiar to anybody that's involved in agriculture. And Bruce has a very positive message of why it's important for agriculturalists to be engaged, why it's important for pork producers to be a part of the solution. Instead of allowing someone else to define your industry, you got to define and you've got to deal with what the issues are up front before somebody else does it for you. Very positive message. Very good speaker. I think everyone will enjoy it, and I hope lots of folks come see him. And then we'll have our awards banquet, reception awards banquet, and auction that evening. We'll recognize our 2012 Hall of Fame inductees that night. And just a wonderful day to celebrate the pork industry and its impact on Oklahoma, and let our producers mix and mingle. And
I know that, you know, this is the first time that you've had a chance to come together as a hog industry and meet since the challenge of HSU has come into the state of Oklahoma and talking about gestation crates and that issue, of course, continues to bubble up. And we're hearing, you know, other customers say that they don't want hogs going through gestation stalls anymore. That obviously is going to have to be one of those conversations, one of those topics that'll be kind of in and out of the meeting.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure there'll be lots of conversation out in the hall about that, and we're more than willing to talk about it, you know, amongst ourselves and part of that open mic time, if you will, for people who want to ask questions, and we're happy to try to answer those. It's an ongoing challenge for us. As you see more and more entities say this is what they want to buy in terms of pork, there are challenges in terms of infrastructure. It's not as simple as saying I'm going to make the change and I'll go do this tomorrow. First of all, there's the logistics of actually changing out equipment in barns. There's the logistics of processors, the folks who are taking our hogs and turning them into the bacon that you eat every day. How do they keep them segmented and segregated as they go through the process? Mm-hmm. We would guess today that probably my best numbers tell me 35-40% of all the sows in the state of Oklahoma are already in group housing of some sort. So the transition's already taking place. The issue is just how long is it going to take, and how quickly do we have to get there? We've always said we believe that the person that knows best how to care for those animals is the guy that's there every day, and that he ought to be the one that makes the decision whether he uses group housing, whether he uses stalls, whether he uses some combination of both. Whatever it may be, it's what does allow him to give the best care to that animal. And I heard a veterinarian one time say that the most important part in animal care is the individual caring for the animals. It doesn't matter what system you use. If the individuals don't do things right way, you haven't helped the animals in any way. And so we really still believe that, and that's kind of the underlying message that we've got for producers. But you do have to be respectful of what your consumers say they want, and how do you deliver what the consumer wants, and can we deliver what they want in the time frame they want? And that's going to be the big challenge, I think, for the industry as a whole.